It's The Ride, Chubb Rock.
Sorry, man, baby.
You know what, Chubb? I love this part of the show, man.
We're going to the islands, man.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
The islands.
We just need to do a whole big trip. And yeah, take everybody to the Bahamas.
Sounds
why? Well, first of all, the Bahamas are beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful water, beautiful food, beautiful culture, beautiful women.
Beautiful people. Beautiful people, man. But on top of that, they have a couple of wonderful events coming up. The Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival coming up, big baby. And in the building, we got a lot of folks. We got the chairman of the National Bahamas Junkanoo Commission, Roscoe Dames. We also have from the commission, Sherelle Carroll. I'll get it right. I'll get it right. And then from the Bahamas Island Promotion Board, we've got Carmel Churchill and Brooke Sherman. Ladies.
Ladies, man.
How's everybody?
Hi. Wonderful.
Good to be in Atlanta.
They don't look like models.
They do to me.
We call them Bahama Gems.
Bahama Gems. I love it.
Roscoe is like he's a naughty old man. That's what I want to be when I grow up. Okay, to tell this American person here who doesn't understand what Junkanoo is, tell them what Junkanoo is.
Well, Junkanoo, I'm Roscoe Dance. Thanks for having us here. And Junkanoo is a cultural celebration of music and the people of the Bahamas. It's a parade, actually, that happens Christmas, just after Christmas, Boxing Day, and New Year's. And it's Junkanoo drumming. The history of Junkanoo comes from Africa. Its origins come from Africa. So a lot of people identify with the rhythm. And just an interesting note about Junkanoo. The IAAF relays were hosted the first time in the Bahamas last year. And the African athletes set world records during their run because we had the rhythm of the Bahamas, the Junkanoo beat that resonated with them and it helped them propel them to two world records. And that's on record.
Wow.
So that speaks to the heartbeat and the spirit of a Bahamian people.
That's very nice. Very, very nice. So what is the theme of what we're going to accomplish right now?
All right. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Sherelle. I'm the marketing coordinator for the Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival in Nassau. And our overall theme is celebrating in the spirit of Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And so as Roscoe mentioned, Junkanoo dates back to days of slavery where the slaves had a moment of celebration and again, the drumbeat was the heartbeat of the people. And so the four major events that are going to be taking place from Freeport to Nassau are going to draw people from all over the world. And so we're happy that Atlanta is our first stomping ground internationally. Yeah. And we're excited about all the adventure that's going to happen between April 17th through 18th in Grand Bahama and then May 7th through 9th in Nassau, Bahamas.
Ooh, that's going to be incredible.
Yes, sir.
Incredible. So our thing is to bring people to the islands.
Yes.
To be part of this incredible, beautiful celebration of cultural. You know, it's for all black people, man, because the drum, I'm Jamaican, so the drum was the first way of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing everybody to the Bahamas to be part of these two the festival that's cut up in two pieces for the Bahamas. That's why we're here.
So we have an interesting dynamic in the Bahamas. We have 700 islands.
Yeah, a little one.
Right? So we have two major islands, Nassau, which is the capital with the largest room inventory for visitors, and then Grand Bahama, our second city, which also has a large inventory of rooms. However, the road to Nassau actually comes through Grand Bahama and the weekend of April 17th. I want folks from Atlanta, because of Delta, direct flights into Grand Bahama and direct flights into Nassau, plan your vacation next year to spend two weekends in the Bahamas. One weekend in Grand Bahama, you skip a weekend, and then you come back for Junkanoo Carnival in Nassau. So your vacation, talk to your boss and everything and say, guy, I'm not taking a week off. I'm splitting it up.
I'm splitting it up two weekends. Yeah.
Ladies, didn't I hear that Delta's increasing their flights to accommodate?
Absolutely. Carmel. Absolutely. So I'm Carmel Churchill from the Grand Bahama Island Tourism Board here with my colleague, Brooke Sherman. And we're here to say that we're so excited that starting November 2nd, Delta Airlines will begin daily nonstop service to Grand Bahama Island. And actually during the weekend of April 17th, Delta will actually fly two flights nonstop on the Saturday. So persons in Atlanta, never fear, lots of seats are available and you can actually book your trip starting on the 17th. The 17th, we're going to have a grand celebration of our music competition. We actually have 25 finalists that's going to be performing on a grand stage on Grand Bahama Island. And the location is going to be Taino Beach, right on our biggest beach in the Bahamas. Just think about it. Standing out there listening to this wonderful Bahamian music, great performances, and also, too, we will have an internationally known recording artist that will also perform along with these guys. So you're going to be out on the beach under the stars having a great time. And, of course, on Grand Bahama Island, when you're there, you're going to celebrate with the music, the beverages, everything, and it's going to be grand.
Now, see, I could say this on this station, right? The weekend in Grand Bahama starts with a Music Masters concert on Friday night with a big headliner. We're keeping that as
keeping
a surprise, right?
Okay.
But during the concert, we've actually started a song competition a few months ago. In 2 months, we had Bahamian artists write 180 submissions, brand new music, brand new songs for the Junkanoo Carnival. We've narrowed that down to 25 semifinalists. The 25 CD compilation will be available by the end of this month, which we'll send up to you guys so you could enjoy the music. But that music will be used to promote the music and the feel of our Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival. And those 25 artists will be on stage in Grand Bahama at a big grand concert to draw down to the final 10. Now, those of you that have visited the Bahamas probably in Christmas and experienced Junkanoo, you know it's a spectator sport during the Christmas and holidays. But if you've ever wanted to jump in and feel the rhythm, feel the rush of Junkanoo, we have something called Midnight Rush. From midnight until 6 o'clock, all through the night, we're going to have a rush where you can come as you are, no costume needed, just jump in and enjoy the celebration. Then that day, the 18th, in Grand Bahama, we're going to have a Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival beach party. So if you just want to stay as you are from the night before and just continue throughout the day into the late evening on Saturday, you get to spend that weekend, jump on the flight back on Sunday, recuperate for 2 weeks, and then you're back. And I can tell you what happens in Nassau. Expands and explodes because we start 4 days of celebrations. On Thursday, we have something called Junkamania, where we take the Junkanoo music, put it on stage in an orchestral presentation, so you see it performed as opposed to a parade. That will happen on Thursday night in the village. We've created in Nassau a cultural village that opens from 9 in the morning until midnight with 3 stages of multiple acts going on all day, and then on Thursday night with the Junkanoo orchestras. Then on Friday, the 10 finalists from the competition in April in Grand Bahama draw down to the 10, who goes on stage with a Grammy Award-winning artist, big headliner for the Music Masters concert. That happens on Friday night from 8 until midnight. And then you have your midnight rush again. Listen, we just rushing straight through.
Every time you talk, you're giving me more and more hints about this artist. Now he's the Grammy Award winning.
Yeah, we have.
Now he's a man. Thanks. Keep going.
Well, she could be a guy too. So who knows? You know?
Too late, Buster. Too late.
But from them midnight, so we call it insomnia, because when we start the Music Masters concert on Friday night at 7-8 o'clock in the evening, we go up until midnight. Then there's midnight rush from midnight to 6. You get to experience a Bahamian breakfast. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, you go and get some boiled fish, stew fish, you get some real Bahamian breakfast, you get ready for Road Fever, which starts at 11 a.m. Saturday morning until 8 o'clock that night. So from 8 Friday to 8 Saturday is nonstop Bahamas Junkanoo Party.
Wow.
Now, that's how it's supposed to be. I took Banks came to the Bahamas with us one time, and we was in a little scooter riding around the island hitting people.
Man. Y'all were in a scooter? On a scooter?
I had a scooter.
So y'all were the two crazy guys.
Yeah, man. Just riding around getting conk salad hitting people.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds great.
Brooke had something she wanted to add too.
Yeah, as mentioned, I'm Brooke. And just to mention a little bit about our culture and that experience you're talking about, the conk salad, we have a brewery in Grand Bahama called the Bahamian Brewery. And we brew a number of beverages locally made. Mm-hmm. You can come down, have yourself a nice time at the brewery, sample everything we've got, and, you know, carry some more for the whole weekend of partying. But as we said, you can get there directly via Delta Airlines starting November 2nd. And when you come over for the Carnival Festival, you would have to experience our Grand Bahama Island Junkanoo Carnival Village. And this is at historic Smith's Point. We say historic because this particular venue is known for something called a fish fry.
Okay.
You know, Grand Bahama comes alive every Wednesday at the fish fry event. And this is where you come out for a party. Enjoy your gully wash. Now, you know about gully wash?
I think I can imagine what it is.
Yeah. Well, gully wash is our signature coconut drink. So you take your coconut water, your condensed milk, that's a sweet cream, and you add some gin to spice it up. Pour it over some ice, and you're having yourself a good Grand Bahamian time.
Okay.
So
and
you want to come on out.
A little something.
Yeah, spice it up. You have to. This is the Bahamas. It's better in the Bahamas, right?
Now, I don't know if my man Cat D was talking about a little while ago, because he and his wife got married in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
So he was saying, man, it was some little juice they gave me in a little white cup, man.
It
was,
that's probably it. He's never been the same.
Yeah.
He's never been the same.
It turned him out, man. You know?
Yeah, and the Bahamas is beautiful, man. Every part of this celebration is going to be incredible. So we need, to sell people to come to the Bahamas is not a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bahamas, beautiful weather, beautiful.
But
just
the Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival is just one more reason to love the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But what you're going to experience sometimes when you go on vacation, you don't get the total experience of what is being offered culturally. And certainly because we have diverse islands, from the Grand Bahama in the north until Inagua in the south, what we're able to do even in Grand Bahama is bring together in these cultural villages the everything that's Bahamian, the food, the art, the culture, you know, the artistry of the Bahamian people that you may not see all in one place often when you travel to any destination. Excuse me. And then Nassau, we do the similar experience where the family of islands come together and you would hear rake and scrape music on one of the stages in the village. And if you love the rake and scrape music, we actually have a full rake and scrape festival that happens in another island, Cat Island. So if you see
Junkanoo, that's where Sidney Poitier is from.
That's correct. And if you see Junkanoo and you love the experience, you could come back to visit the Bahamas during the big celebration of Junkanoo and Christmas. So the whole idea behind Bahamas Carnival, the Grand Bahama, and certainly with Nassau, is to show you what's available all year round in the Bahamas in different places. We have 700 islands. You could pick a key, grab a conch salad, get your sky juice or gully wash, and go to a private island by yourself.
Yeah.
Just get a boat and cruise on a private island. You know,
that's what's
put up your flag. Make sure you take lots of gas and the engine start when you're ready. Because generally, we're not passing. If you go to a deserted island, you might be on your own.
Yeah. Maybe use the sky juice as the sky juice.
And just one more thing I wanted to add, you know, when you hear about Junkanoo, that festival, usually tourists come and they spectate. With the Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival, it's all about participating.
Right.
So you get to order your costume via the bahamascarnival.com. You get to select your sizes, the colors you want on our e-commerce site, which is about to be up in any minute now. And so we want you guys to stay posted, stay connected via Facebook at Carnival Bahamas, and then Bahamas Carnival, and then on Twitter at Carnival Bahamas.
Okay, Bahamas Carnival on Facebook and
at Carnival Bahamas on Twitter.
Gotcha.
And big shout out to Delta Airlines that's doing all of this stuff.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a great thing.
They're connecting
straight
people.
Flights, yeah. Connecting
from the ATL especially. That's good. Yeah. Now, how can people also follow up on other things in the Bahamas for the rest of the?
For persons who generally want to find out information about the Bahamas, they should log on to Bahamas.com.
Okay.
They will find out general information about all of the islands in the Bahamas. And then also, too, in particular, as the festival and events come up, they will be posted on the main landing page where they can just jump off from there and go to their respective islands and see the specific activities that are taking place.
Gotcha.
Very nice.
This is awesome, man. This is awesome. Well,
so look at how could we get you guys to come down to the Bahamas?
We can
via Delta direct.
I see someone packing their bags.
I mean, he's asking like that's a problem.
Right, that's not easy.
You know,
bags. I got clothes in a loofah.
We don't need no stinking bags.
All night.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We'd like to get you down, get your listeners down here. We just want y'all to celebrate with us. The whole Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival is truly a celebration of the Bahamian people and the spirit of the Bahamas. And you can experience that everywhere you go. Our main focus is to ensure that you have a good time, that you're safe when you come to our country, and you are our guests. And we love our guests, and we love our own people. So everyone's pretty excited in the Bahamas. They're excited about us reaching out into different markets to get visitors to come and to showcase everything that's Bahamian. From some of the family islands, we've sourced materials that are being used, indigenous Bahamian materials on the costumes. So when you purchase a costume, you can bring it home as a keepsake so that you could remember the good experience you had at Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival.
Very good. Very good. I'm excited.
Awesome. So we're going to Bahamas.org.
Bahamas.com.
See, that's why I have to ask.
Yes. You know, Bahamas.com.
Bahamas.com. And then we're going to the Facebook page and the Twitter page.
Bahamascarnival.com as well.
TheBahamasCarnival.com talks about the Junkanoo Carnival.
Yeah.
Gotcha. TheBahamasCarnival.com. See, I'm a senior. I have to say things 4, 5, 10 times, you know. But that's all right. It's good. It's good for other people, too. And so, you can see all the sites.
So let me ask you a very important question.
Sure.
Say, hypothetically, I'm riding through Nassau.
Okay.
And I had a little too much sky juice.
Right.
And things get, and I get arrested. Do I call you?
Well, the one phone call you have, your attorney may be the best guy.
I can't call you?
But you can call me. Make it your second call.
All right, cool.
So that you can tell me who you call first to get there so I can make sure both of us arrive at the same time. Well, I could call your parents and say, oh, by the way, he's not coming home.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's locked up.
Well, look, we want to thank you all for joining us. Roscoe Dames, Sherelle Carroll, Brooke Sherman, and Carmel Churchill, all from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
We love it, big baby. And thank you all for joining us on Magic
107.5.
97.5.